Okay.
Sketch.
Stabs and drums. Wow! Yeah! Let me tell you about a thing. I really want some yogurt. Well, not exactly yogurt, but it has a taste of yogurt and also kinda look like yogurt. The shape should be like yogurt. Some people will think it's yogurt, but with a closer look at my yogurt, you'll discover it's not yogurt. Banana, vanilla.
What is this?
Strawberry.
Is there an opener
in your mouth? Yogurt.
Put it in your mouth.
That's what I'm talking about. Talking about
chocolate
in the face.
Yogurt.
Yeah. So my car broke down. Yogurt.
All about that. Hey everybody! Welcome to Man Room Radio, the episode where we dance in my garage to songs about yogurt and talk about life. This is episode 2.99.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are getting very old here. I'm your host Levi. With me, I have another host, Gio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Fun fact: police people have guns that are like microwaves that target people when they are in riots.
They cook people?
Like you can shoot a microwave ray at people.
That's really interesting.
That's insane.
What does it do?
It heats you up a lot really fast.
They cook
and makes you calm the F down. By the way, who are you?
And with me, I have another host, a guy who hates Christmas but loves presents, Ryan.
That was Yogurt by Ylvis.
Is that,
what?
Is that our second Ylvis song?
Yeah. Back to backs, I think.
Wow. Interesting. I must be on like a, you must be on like a Ylvis tangent.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also, I do want to mention in the background, hanging out with us tonight is DJ Travis.
I messed that whole thing up.
God, you had one job. You decided to come crash this thing, and then that's all you bring us?
Got towed. Things are not happening. It's not a good
okay, thing. I got to start off real quick here, okay, guys? So I want to start off with something here, okay? Okay.
All right. Oh. This is an apology?
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Clear the way. Clear the air.
Listen. Look, viewers. I just want to reach out to you guys right now.
Get it off my chest.
Yeah, I got to get this off my chest, okay? I've been going through some hard times, okay? I know that we're supposed to release an episode every week, and that kind of turned into a week and a half. But this last one, it took a really long time to release this episode. And I struggled. Every day that I knew that this would be late, I cried. Look, guys, the reason that this came out late, I just need you to know, okay? I'm telling you what, I'm not saying it was okay. I'm not trying to justify what happened, but I'm going to tell you why it's been so long since we released an episode. We were scheduled to record and release like a week ago.
This is everything I wanted.
But a last-minute change of plans happened, and I was forcibly taken to Phoenix. Against my will. To celebrate the holidays with my family. It wasn't the plan, it's what happened. All right? And it wasn't right, but it's what I did. And so we weren't able to record that night, we weren't able to release that night, and here we are. A week later, recording. So look, fans, co-hosts, I'm very sorry. And I want you to know that even though this is in the past, my heart still hurts.
You're really tearing up.
But to make it up...
That's what his heart felt against.
Okay. That's all I can give you. To make it up, this is our Christmas episode.
Oh.
Okay. So right. This is our version of the Christmas episode. Okay, cue the sad music. I'm done. I'm done being sad. Okay.
You really cried.
Yeah. No, there's... Do you see these tears on my face?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So we got a couple things here. What? Okay. First. Okay. Someone bought me and my wife a gift. It's from this company called the Swiss Colony. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Looks great.
The first half of it was a bunch of cheese and like a special cheese cutter just for that cheese. So you just push it down on the cheese one time and it gives you a bunch of little slices. I didn't bring that out.
The box I brought you had cheese in it?
Yeah.
Real glad I brought you the box. Because it was outside.
Yeah, and if you want the cheese at any point during this episode, just go into the kitchen and grab it in here and we'll have cheese. But I got this. It's a bag of... It's a nut and chocolate mix.
Oh.
Okay, so we're just going to...
What's the Swiss colony, man?
Yeah, from the Swiss colony. So apparently that's like a company that does stuff like this. So.
And they're sponsoring today's episode.
Yeah, the Swiss colony sponsored this episode, actually. So
all the way.
I'm just going to cut this thing open. Also, I got drinks in front of me. I've got some Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yum.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's one of the finest whiskeys you can buy.
It's definitely up there.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you guys are going to love this nut mix.
All right.
Just watch what happens. Oh, my gosh. That's like a perfect holiday nut mix. Sorry, fans, that you can't see it, but it looks pretty good.
Okay. Sign me up, man.
I also have a gift given in to me by Jeff, host of the Babbelab podcast.
So this episode is also sponsored by...
Yeah, they sponsored us this episode. Actually, you know what? I have content for them when they invite me to be on their show next. Man. So I'm just waiting for that invite, guys.
I think you just have to pull a DJ Travi and go show up.
Just go show up. Yeah,
that's
what
I do
that.
Every time. It's great.
But yeah, Jeff always gets me a nice bottle of rum every year for Christmas. And this year, he has gotten me a bottle of Diplomatico Ron Antiguo Reserva Exclusiva. So we've dubbed this the Jeff Juice.
Yeah.
And we're going to try this bad boy out right now.
Put some Jeff Juice in your mouth.
Yeah. So, guys, tell me about your Christmases. How'd it go? What happened? What was the deal? Gio.
What's up, man?
Tell us about Christmas time.
Christmas time was great, man. I think we talked about this last year, where once you get married or when this is going to be another, that family's in town, you spend a lot of Christmas driving around.
Sure.
So a little bit of that, but my in-laws went to Costa Rica on Christmas, so they took out one family. Mm-hmm. So we were able to space it out, but it was good, man. Lots of pozole, lots of tamales.
Did you get to make tamales?
No, we didn't make any. My mom made them, but...
So you dodged a bullet there?
Jensen made them, but... Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. This is another celebratory episode, not only for Christmas time, but we have now learned that Uncle Gio is going to be a father.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry fans for that awkward time. I had to stall so I could write down that question if I was allowed to talk to him.
Yeah, we are. Baby, it's a
human.
It's a boy.
Oh. Oh my gosh, gender reveal on the show. Wow.
Yeah, gender reveal.
Wow, man, nobody knew. And now that you're going to have... This is how you've decided to tell all your family about the gender of your baby.
Actually, yes. My wife doesn't even know yet.
So. It's okay. She doesn't listen to the show, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I probably wouldn't have been on it a long time ago if she did.
Cool, man. So tell us, how are you feeling? What's the deal, man?
Man, I'm excited. Just had the little scan. Where you're halfway and you see, like, all the parts are all developed.
Sure.
Oh, man, like a full spine in there, like...
Yeah, dude, it's literally... Fingers. It's like a small human.
Yeah.
Humans almost. Need spines.
But it's just weird, man. I always just thought babies, like, took longer, I guess. Like, it's just there now. Like,
no, it turns out it comes sneaks up on you real fast.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, it's insane. So, it's cool. We're gearing up. Not quite... I don't feel like I'm ready, but I guess you never really are, and then...
No, you're not.
Bam.
Dude.
Blood everywhere.
Well, congratulations, man. We're excited for you.
Thanks, man.
Ryan, I'm just going to pour you.
Did you say blood everywhere?
Yeah, we're going to just let that go.
That's from the office when Michael says, like, New Year's resolution, I'm going to floss. Bam, blood everywhere. Midnight? No?
I don't know that one. Yeah, you're talking about a baby.
It's
a rare baby.
It's like saying cool.
Like, you're in charge.
Blood everywhere.
I've never heard anybody say
forever.
Listeners, help me out here. If I said, bam, blood everywhere, would somebody know what I was talking about?
A gunshot.
No.
Maybe not, like, directly after baby talk.
Yeah.
I mean,
gonna have a baby.
It's not,
bam, blood everywhere.
I don't know what it's like, guys.
Are you talking about childbirth? Bam, blood everywhere.
Okay, cool. So I do have Christmas gifts.
Okay.
These are Magic the Gathering token cards.
Those
look
are
at these
sick.
Bad boys. Now, you can't have any of my foils, okay? I got a foil dinosaur.
Oh, rad.
And I got a foil vampire.
Nice.
So, listeners, this is for the card game Magic the Gathering. When you get a token, you usually represent that with a little card, but these are little kind of like cool, like artsy... What did you call these things?
Miniature coasters.
Miniature coasters. That's a great example. So
a little
there
bit
you go, boys.
A
you can choose between pirates, bird, and poison.
Oh, can I have a pirate?
Yeah, there you go.
DJ Travi, can I interest you in a pirate or a bird?
I think the bird.
All right, you said bird first. Okay, great. Also, okay, wow. I have a gift.
These are really cool.
Brad, man, thank you.
This gift is not for you guys.
Merry Christmas.
This gift is something Brooklyn gave me at Halloween this year. Okay? I've been meaning to show it to you guys for a long time, and I want you to describe what you see to the listeners.
Oh my god, what is that? A dong squash.
It's a
plumbus.
It's as phallic as it can get.
That's a dick.
But it's got a lot of bumps on it.
So, can we take a picture of this and post it so the listeners can look at it on some type of the social medias?
Right now.
So, listeners, what we're looking at here, it's a gourd, okay?
I'm feeling very gourd.
Yeah, this is a gourd.
It's definitely a plumbus.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a plumbus, but this is a gourd. And what's interesting about this gourd is...
Stop moving.
Oh, sorry, here, I'm holding still. What's interesting about this gourd is, although the top part looks like a penis, this part here... Looks like a vagina.
Oh.
Look at the little vaginas all over this thing.
All over it.
So it's kind of like a weird, like, transgender sort of fruit.
Vegetable.
Asexual squash.
What? I don't think it's asexual. It's both sexual.
Does it matter?
I think it does. I think
that is the word, though. It's both sexual.
Asexual? I thought asexual is like the absence of sexuality.
I know, but both sexual is the word that I think.
Both sexual.
That's what you said.
I don't think both sexual is a word.
We've all said it.
But that's what this thing is. So this is, you know...
You're going to die on this mountain. Both sexual?
This is like, this is for the gourds.
Oh.
What? Did you just eat some of the chocolate mix?
No, there's just I was expecting a chocolate-covered almond.
And it was like just gush?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's one of these, right?
Yeah, the round puffers.
It's not horrible.
Oh, man.
All right, guys.
That's a great gift from your daughter.
Yeah, she said she knew I would love it.
That's what she said?
Yeah, so...
She wasn't wrong.
Ryan, be sure to post that later so that the listeners can see it.
You gotta check that out. That's hilarious.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna just dive in. I have a bunch of content that I've been...
It's both sexual.
Really? It's asexual?
In asexual reproduction, an organism can reproduce without the involvement of another organism.
I don't think that means...
Yeah, but that...
I'm talking about, like, what's the word...
It's a hermaphrodite.
Yes!
It's you have both parts?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a hermaphrodite.
It's like a universal remote.
Gourd.
You know what? Now that I'm looking it up, it's definitely both sexual.
Okay, anyways.
What happened to the music?
So, I'm just going to jump right in here, guys. I've had a lot of content pent up since I waited so long.
Yeah, man.
To have
blow your lows.
Okay. First part of load is blown. It says the squash from Brooklyn. Okay.
Did you name it?
What was the... Okay, are we leaving Christmas Zone?
Yeah, let's leave the Christmas Zone.
Okay. Real quick, though.
Okay.
Oh, wait, real quick.
What was the big gift for the kids this year that they were amped about? Was it the trip or was it something else?
I don't even remember what I got my kids.
Got it.
Usually I leave that up to the grandparents to kind of like one-up us and get cool stuff. So... Brooklyn got a motorized scooter.
That was big this year. I saw a couple kids on my street doing this.
Jay Scott, like a serious drone.
Whoa.
Like one that has like a high def camera on it and has like 30 minutes of juice. I tried to take it outside to calibrate it and failed miserably. It has yet to see the air.
Oh.
So hoping to get that up and running sometime soon. Jay Scott, a switch light.
Oh, to go. Wow.
Which is really cool. Here it is. Look, you can see it next to the regular Switch.
Oh, it's tiny.
Yeah, so it's cool. Him and I can play games together now. Like, we haven't played Fortnite yet, but if we do, we can play
handheld
right next to each other. I feel like I had a Fortnite thing on here. Oh, I did.
Fortnite is dead?
No, there's something happened with...
Ryan and I don't play that anymore. It's dead.
No, it's dead.
Oh, is it? What happened?
We stopped playing. WoW came out.
Oh, got it. So, I was on a career panel at work. For high school kids.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And they asked us to play... they asked us to say, like, what you've done in your career, what you do now, how you got there, and an interesting fact about yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I told these high schoolers, I go, you know, I'm Levi. I told them about my career. And then I go, fun fact about me is my hobby is video games. Right? And the kids are all like, oh, what game do you play? I go, no, and they ask... Do you play Fortnite? I was like, yeah, I play Fortnite. And I can't remember how we started talking a little about Fortnite, and they're like, oh, well, I can't remember how I came up. I go, like, yeah, dude, I play Fortnite. I got a season one Black Knight. And all the kids are like, oh, you know? And the lady next to me, and I was the first one on the group panel, leans over and goes, you're an instant hit, aren't you? But
I play Fortnite.
Yeah. It's something I do in my job now that I work in, like, a big corporation, is I'm trying to be very, like, open about the fact that I play video games.
Yeah.
To, like, make it more socially acceptable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not so guarded, right? Because when you're not in a, like, when you're not like that, kind of like, well, can I tell them? Or are they going to be like, oh, you're a video game guy?
Right. No, I want to, like, make it, like, no, it's okay to play video games. Like, you're not a weirdo. You're not a freak.
People
right?
of all walks of life play video games.
Yes. Like, video games are, like, becoming normalized. That's what I love about Fortnite. You know, even if the game is dead and we're not playing it anymore, it, like,
it brought video games to the mainstream. Like,
mm-hmm. I also think that's an us thing. Not a popularity thing. I just think we stopped playing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I also heard this one of the ladies I work with, a lot of the people I work with have older kids. And she was like, yeah, we were out and they were playing this new game they got for Christmas. And I said, oh, is that game as fun as Fortnite? Mm-hmm. All the friends looked at me and said, no one plays that at our school anymore, Mom.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, so it's over. Like, I was like, dang.
It's like really over. Season two just ruined it.
Wow. Oh, man.
So.
Is that the story you said?
No, that was, I don't know where it happened, but like, a mom told her kids who were looking at a game or something.
So you know that I hate people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a couple hating.
And puppies.
The puppy thing, I think we've resolved. Like, it's
mustard
it's,
and
it's yeah, more just trying to, like, why cherries. Are you trying to bring that
and
back
American
up, man?
American cheese.
I'm mustard.
What?
Levi used to
Do you
mustard.
Hate mustard?
No, I've always liked mustard.
Yeah, I'm the mustard hater.
Totally wrong here.
Sorry, you two just blend together sometimes.
Okay, here's my first thing. I want you to take a lesson here, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is like dad rule number one.
Okay. Rule number one. This yep. All right.
Yeah, rule one. Seriously, if you fuck this up, your kid's life is fucked.
Okay?
And it's the first opportunity you have to fuck up your kid.
Okay?
Don't give them a shitty name.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
I can't wait to hear what you think is a terrible name.
Oh, just wait. Like, okay. Like,
was it Ryan Bryan you met him?
I did not meet Ryan Bryan.
Are you going to give your kid two first names?
No.
God.
Okay, I'm serious though. Like, you have one chance to not fuck it up.
Uh huh.
All right? And when you do, you're a dumbass. Do not name your son, we know it's a boy now.
Yes.
Don't name him Hedrick.
Where did this goose
Why Hedrick? Not?
That's a tough one. No, I know. Am I wrong here? That's a Harry Potter thing, right?
No, it's not.
What?
You merged a couple names together.
Hedwig is Harry Potter. Hedrick, I don't know what that is.
Hagrid, also Harry Potter.
Okay, I feel a little better about this mother. Still not feeling great about her.
Hedrick?
I thought she had named her kid after the owl in Harry Potter.
So it's like Frederick, but she was like, boy.
Can we also time out? That's still a fucking terrible name.
Oh, yeah, really bad name. Like, don't give your kid a shitty name, okay? Because if you do, they'll be ruined for life.
I think it's like scientifically proven that you are not as successful if you have a hard name or a weird name.
Yeah, I think it's also scientifically proven that all Zachs are trouble.
Yeah, I think I read that in the same article.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a Zach that wasn't a troublemaker?
No.
No.
I haven't. No. Every Zach you've ever known, like in high school or middle school or whatever.
I met one Zach.
I also only know one
Was he a little
Zach.
Mischievous?
No, he was the most polite kid I had ever met.
I can't trust that guy.
But I was at the top of a water slide.
And he pushed you.
No. And I was like, man, I was the lifeguard.
Sure.
And so I was asking the kids trivia questions because I got bored. And they were all under 10 years old. And so I asked one kid, I was like, okay, so who's AC Slater? If you get this question right, you can go down front of line pass every time. He's like, I don't know who AC Slater is. I was like, okay, you can go down this time, but you have to wait in line. And I kept going through... Okay, who's Kelly Kapowski? Who's Lisa Turtle? And then...
Who are those people?
They're the characters from Saved by the Bell.
I thought that would piss you off more than me pretending that I didn't know. No. Keep going.
I knew you knew. And then I asked the last kid, I was like, okay, here's the easiest one ever. Who's Zach Morris? And a kid four people back went, I'm Zach Morris. And I was like, what? Come here. He's like, is it okay? And he just stood there and he was like, just a polite little kid. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Zach Morris. I was like, are you lying to me? He's like, no. I was like, go down the slide and go get your mom. He thought he was in trouble. So he was like, yes, sir, okay. And he brought the mom up. I was like, did you name your son Zach Morris? She's like, yeah, I did. I was like, you get a frontal line pass for the rest of the day, buddy. Whatever you want. And he's like, thank you, thank you. Oh, Mom, this is awesome. And then he just got to go down the water slide because his mom was cool enough to name him Zach Morris.
Is that cool, though? Or is that, like, a bad, like,
none of the kids.
I don't feel like that one's bad.
I'm going to go ahead and walk on a ledge here. I don't know Zach Morris.
Okay.
You're that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Is that, I'm not doing it on purpose.
But you really don't know who Zach
Morris is. Honestly, is this brown-eyed girl guy?
This is more proof you're a millennial, though, Gino.
Yeah, you guys are right there with me. So what's
Zach Morris? We know who Zach Morris is.
Yeah, we know who
Zach Morris is. What's Zach Morris?
He's the lead character.
I'm younger than Gio, and I know who Zach Morris is.
No, you're not a millennial.
Zach. Oh, jeez.
You guys really struck it. You're really in it.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Rough.
Did you choose the millennial life, or did it choose you?
Both. I saw it there, and I invited it in.
Have I told you that my daughter uses the word yeet all the time now?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm like, all about
all
it.
All the time.
Yeet!
She says it all the time.
It's a thing, dude.
Okay, it's I have not. Another story about me hating people. I got thing. This lady good.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't do or say anything exceptionally rude, but I knew the game she was playing, and I didn't play. So, I'm at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I'm next in line to buy my coffee. And the lady in front of me is having this long, detailed conversation with the cashier. And the cashier is this lady, and she's telling the customer all about a hospitalized member of her family and how hard it is to be at work and how this whole, giving this whole sob story. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's sad, but, like chop, chop, all right? I want to buy my fucking coffee, okay?
like, if you're going to be here, be here.
Yes, like, this is not the time. You have a line of, like, five people here.
Yeah, I get it.
Right? Like, now is not the time to tell the customer about
what's going on.
So I come up to order, and I figure she's going to try to give me the sob story. She doesn't, but I'm already pissed at her, and I can't stand her already. Right?
I can picture you now.
And I'm being polite. I'm not, like, outwardly a jerk to people that I can't stand in public. Like, I'm still
you're
nice
just,
and kind.
Just,
yeah. I just... But here's... So she goes... So I make an order. She says, okay, what's the name? I go, Levi. She goes, I like that name, Levi. That's the name of one of my students. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going, and you think I'm going to ask you about your students or your class so you can tell me about it, don't you? Surprise. I just nodded at her and said, okay.
I love doing that.
Right? Because she wants
people
me
bring
to
bring something up. Then you want, they want you to engage with them.
She wanted me like, she wanted me to say like, oh, what class do you teach?
Or students.
Students? You must be a saint. Should I give you a bonus tip or something? Like, that's what she's looking for me, but no. None of that
maybe,
crap.
Man. Maybe she was just...
Also, Levi is not that uncommon of a name.
No.
You know what's weird, though?
It's not a common name, I would say, but it's not uncommon. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. You've probably all known another Levi in your life. Mm-hmm. At least once, you've met someone else named Levi.
Only recently because my newest nephew was named Levi.
That falls under the umbrella of what I just said, all right?
All right.
Levi Strauss, you know him.
But people get my name wrong all the time, and it only confuses me because of the jeans, right? Mm-hmm. Like if it wasn't like a household brand of...
That's funny. I don't think of the jeans. I think of like my buddy. Yeah.
Would you have engaged in conversation if you had like a super unique name? If you walked up and you're like, I'm Quantavious.
She's like, I have a student name.
I have a student name. What the like, fuck do you teach?
No,
you have a student
fucking
named Quantavious.
No way.
Yeah, I would have. Then it would have been okay. Maybe. Mm. No, because...
Because of what happened before.
But that's the thing, like, no shit, your name's Quantavious? That's the second one ever going to meet.
You're right. That would interest
but
me.
But Levi...
You're right. That would pique my interest enough.
Life hack for Starbucks. You walk in, there's a line.
Okay.
Just go sit down. And order whatever you're going to order, but on your phone, and it'll come out before everybody else in line.
So you're just cutting the line.
Yes. You're legally cutting the line. You walk in, sit down, type in your order, wait, and then they're like, order, mobile order for Levi, and you just grab
Quantavious.
It and leave. And you don't even have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, but you're Gio. Have you been stealing people's drinks?
No, why?
Because you were like, mobile order for Levi.
No.
Heck, dude. You just wait for a mobile order that sounds good?
I was
good
giving him an example
out
of like what it would sound like if he
you're
did.
You're a thief.
But I feel like that's like, would you do that?
What you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know about it, the next time I go to Starbucks, I will do
so
that.
Get the app, like log in.
Yeah, I'll do it all right there. I go to Starbucks like once every like 3 months.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll do that. Okay, now I'm going to move on to some things that happened with my kids. Okay.
Kid corner.
Yeah, this is like kid corner. Like things that maybe not. It's not like stuff I hate about adults, but it's just stuff I see now that I'm a dad of like older kids. The first one is Jace had a school play.
Oh.
Okay. So the school play. It's the turkeys go on strike.
How old is Jace?
7.
Okay. I think. That's fair. That's enough. Just ballparking.
Under 10.
Not middle school is all I wanted.
No, definitely not middle school. So just like high level, I've seen turkeys go on strike before.
Mm-hmm.
This music's great, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It's about not to be.
I've seen turkeys go on strike before because my daughter was in the same play.
Okay.
So every play, everything Jace does in school now, I have seen.
Oh, it's like a rerun.
Yes.
With a different cast.
Yes. And I can tell you that the cast of... Okay. Okay.
It's the same song. You just said it was great.
It was, but now there's words and I hate it. Turn it off. Like, okay, or make just, it like it's way, really like so much quieter. Okay. Even that, quieter than quiet it is now. I can't focus or speak hearing what's happening right now.
This is what you really
play some off. Play some off. Play some off.
Okay, here.
Really? Jesus. And you're a DJ for a living? God, good God.
I changed it.
I'm apologizing for how deep this is going to cut. You really ryan that one out.
Wow. Oh, so my God. I kicked ass. That was like the best it could possibly be, right?
That's not how Gio uses that word.
Oh, you're using that word wrong.
Okay, so I just want to say that the cast of this year's Turkeys Go on Strike was really terrible compared to my daughter's year. Okay? My daughter's year, it was charming, fun, cute. The kids, I mean, they're not good singers, but you could hear what they were saying. This year, like, it was just fucking all over the place. Okay? Like, they weren't singing in unison. You couldn't hear what they were saying. The singers were terrible. Like, this was an awful production comparatively. All right? The other thing I noticed this year, and I'm not kidding here. They really did this. Every single fat kid was a cranberry. Okay? All of the cranberries were little fat kids in round, like, in little red hats. And it was
Gio,
all of them.
Gio can't do it. Gio can't do it. He's hiding. Like, he can't do it. Picture him.
There had to be some level of discrimination in the
right
cast.
In front of you.
I'm not kidding. There's like a row of fat kids.
Dude, I can't laugh at this.
You can.
In little red shirts and little red hats. I'm telling you. The casting director was like, oh, we'll make the fat kids cranberries. They're round already. Like, that's awful. Those poor cranberries. You know?
Oh my God.
I felt bad for them. Other than that, the play was fine, and I'm going to move on to another thing. I've got a couple of these things. These kids' events are wacky, dude. So,
well, what is it called again? Turkeys what?
The Turkeys Go on Strike. And so the
can we get a quick plot rundown?
Yeah, sure.
I've never seen the Turkeys Go on Strike.
So what happens is it's a news report. So there's three kids that are like news anchors, and they're giving you this report that all the turkeys are not allowing themselves to be eaten this year. So they're going on strike.
It's really dark.
Yeah, that's
it is. Like underneath the layers, it's a very dark play. So the turkeys go on strike. Well, then like the vegetables get pissed off because nobody ever cares about them.
Mm.
By this time, I've disengaged from the play and I'm watching stuff on my phone until my son's up, so I don't really know what happens. I know that there's pilgrims, there's American Indians, which, right, that's the new word. Like, I've heard that that's the new I've heard Native American, or... Yeah, I think Native American is no longer the PC term. It's American Indian.
Sure. I think that sounds right. So, I've heard that.
It's weird.
I just want to say what's right. That's what I want to do. Anyways, there's cranberries. Obviously, you're pissed off because they always get overlooked as well. All the fruits and vegetables, they all feel like they've been overlooked.
Cranberries get picked last in gym class.
Uh huh.
Oh, jeez.
Because they're fat.
That's in this play. Yeah. So,
how does it get resolved?
I don't, honestly, dude, I'm so tuned out by this
point. What was your kid?
Yeah, what does Jace do?
Jace was a pilgrim.
What was Brooklyn?
I don't remember.
Nice.
Did Jace have lines?
No, they all sing in unison. I think there's budding rabbits and butterflies, too. Honestly, dudes, like...
It's fine. I got enough.
Right? How does it end? Like, when you're done, you just start... Everybody's clapping, and you're like, okay, I can put my phone away?
Yeah, everyone... I mean, all of the characters are happy at the end, so I feel like there's a resolution, but I don't know what it is.
Finally, Turkey's like, okay, we could be dinner.
Eaten. I don't think they get eaten.
I'm ready to move on from Turkeys Go on Strike.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about...
I really want to know more about it.
So, my daughter joins the must join dance crew. Okay? Don't remember what it's called.
What is it? At school?
No, no. This is like club. Like club dance.
Like outside of school.
Outside of school. Oh, yeah. So she's been going to this dance club thing down in San Diego. So we have to drive down to San Diego to take her to this dance thing. It's a big deal.
Twice a week?
No, like once a week.
Okay.
But it's a big deal. Like people know about it in school. It's like, oh, my kids are taking dance classes. Like, oh, are they in Surge? Yes, that's what it is. Like, so it's like, I don't know if it's Surge is what it's called. It's
just a name.
Whatever it is, it's the club dance. So we go, and the first thing is, it's at Lincoln High School.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. That was my, when my wife told me it's at Lincoln High School, I was like, we're going to get stabbed. Like, we're going to get shot. And she's like, it's going to be fine. I'm like, no, you're not from here. I am. Like, that's not a great high school. Yeah. Right? My mom.
No time point. Out, though. If you needed to learn how to dance,
that's a pretty. There's a lot of rhythm there.
Sure.
If I had to rank them,
probably a lot of good dancers.
Uh-huh. So I'm all freaked out about driving down to Lincoln.
Sure.
Right. Drive down to Lincoln High School. I mean, literally, the neighborhood I park in is like covered in trash and sketchy. And my walk. Jeez. So the school, the parking lot is, I'm not kidding, like maybe 30 spots.
Oh, wow. Okay? So it's tiny.
The parking lot is. But this performance. There are literally like 400 people showing up to this thing.
What?
It was huge. Okay? Like this dance thing is huge. It's all ages. There's like special crews. There's like advanced classes. It's like, it's a big deal to be in this thing. Yeah. Okay? And their auditorium at Lincoln High School is bitchin'. It's sick. Huge, right? And so we go and I'm just thinking we're going to a dopey little dance recital, but it's not. It's this massive production, right? I just saw what you're doing with the talking stick.
I'm just having a drink.
I don't want to go into this because the listeners can't see how foolish you look.
You look like Pop Clump.
So we go in, this auditorium, and they're checking to make sure I have my ticket out front. Right? So it's serious.
Yeah.
And then I get in, and it is a full auditorium.
Oh.
Completely packed, no room.
So this is like Stomp the Yard.
Yes. Okay. Now.
There was probably some badass dancing going on.
The dancing was so terrible so far through the entire performance.
Bummer.
There was another performance afterwards that was like high school age and up. I'm assuming maybe that was better. But I'll just say the dancing, like, there was one, like the break dancing, like the break dance class. There were like six kids. Only two would actually do anything. Like the other four would just stand back and like wiggle a little bit while the two kids that actually cared about the class and cared about break dancing would go out and break dance. Right? So you're just thinking, like, I can't believe a parent paid for that.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Decent money.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So the other fun thing was the announcer.
Okay.
You would have loved him, Gio. He was so bought in.
Oh, he was all in.
Dude, you guys, this music means the world to these kids.
Oh,
okay? Geez. When these kids get out there and dance, they're pouring their hearts and their souls into this dance. So, like, that's what this guy was. Like, this guy loved when every dance ended so he could get out there and talk.
Yeah.
The best line, though.
The hallmark of announcers.
Yeah. He was obnoxious to me. But but what was great is he gets out there and when he goes, and they played some older song and danced to him. He goes, man, when you play one of those old songs, classic like that, that's how I know we're about to have a good ass time.
At a kid's dancing show?
A good ass time.
So me and the dads, because it's a couple other kids at school, the dads, you know.
You know them, yeah.
We, all night along, we're like, hey, let's go have a good ass time. but no, even the music was uncensored.
Ooh.
So you had little kids dancing to like some fairly risque stuff. So it was pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
So then the show was over, and once we finally were outside and in the environment of people at Lincoln High School, like the dads, we all felt unsafe, and the ladies are all out there talking about where we're going to go to dinner. We're like, guys, can we just leave? Like, we feel like we're going to get stabbed right now.
Sure.
My mom got really mad at me for criticizing Lincoln High School.
Wow.
We got in not a big fight, but we got in a pretty strong worded disagreement about like I was saying, like, this is a terrible area. This is not a good school to go to. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a
where you want to be.
This isn't where we'd be going. My mom's like, no, this place is great. Look at this campus. They put all kinds of money into it. I was like, that's great. You're right. It looks beautiful here. You can put a lot of money into a school that doesn't...
not be a good thing.
Right. That doesn't change the fact that the neighborhood around here is not a great area. You know? So we got in a big fight about that. I don't know if we ever resolved it, but that's fine. We're past it because it's not an important thing for us to be in a fight for a long time.
Absolutely.
And I'm still talking.
Yep. Good ass time.
Yeah. We had a good ass time.
I'm having a good ass time right now.
Okay, I got another one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is like these kids' events now. It's just like all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, man.
So my daughter, we signed her up for club volleyball. And again, this one is like the big deal club volleyball. This is the one that's like training you to be in high school volleyball. Like, because we've done like YMCA club volleyballs, which are really fun and great. But this is the one where like the coach of the club volleyball that we that are at the Y, he's like, no, we're sending our daughter to this club.
Oh, wow.
And it's at Escondido High School. Okay. So they have it split in two groups. There's the older girls and then the younger girls. And all our daughters are in the younger girls ones, right? So the first weird thing is like, the quote-unquote coach is like a sophomore in high school and is asking the kids what she should do. And I'm not exaggerating here. Like, she's not running the drills. She's asking what she should be doing.
To who? The kids?
To the kids.
To 10-year-olds?
To 9-year-olds.
9-year-olds?
Yes.
Brooklyn will eat her alive.
Right. Well, and that's just the thing. This girl is, like, getting pushed around by...
Brooklyn.
Kids, yeah, by Brooklyn.
I've met her.
So, we're all pissed off, right? Because it's like we're paying a lot of money for our kid to be in this thing. We need, and the coach of the older girls, she's amazing. She's like on girls, like yelling at them, like a tough coach. Or like that's what we want, not this, right? So we had to talk, and it turns out they're going to switch coaches, right? Like every practice or something. I don't know. But the best part. So you have this coach that's not controlling the practice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I don't know where she came from, this older lady, looks like she's in like late 50s, comes out and just seizes the practice, okay? And she's directing little girls around, running drills, catching volleyballs. It looks like she like is part of the gym.
Yeah.
Okay? Then 5 minutes later, she's gone.
She was a mom.
No.
She was a ghost.
Yes. We don't know who she was.
She never existed.
She was their gym.
Dude,
the dad's in the stand. We lost it. We're like, who? Where did she come from and where did she go? This is like the
was Cotton Eye Joe.
It was Cotton Eye Joe. This was the gym. Dude, it was the ghost volleyball ghost coach.
Same dads or different dads?
Same dads.
So you guys were having a good ass time.
We were having a good
dad
ass
crew. You guys are a little dad crew.
Yeah, we have a dad crew.
Oh my god. There's a dad crew. For sure. I need to hear about this dad crew, dude.
Dude, we got a New Year's party tomorrow night.
Shut up. Uh-huh. Dad crew party?
Dad crew party, dude.
And you can bring the kids because that's how you guys met.
We'll leave the kids so we can drink a lot.
So you guys can have a good ass time.
The dad crew has a good ass time. Yeah, dude. Wow. No, this is a real thing. This is something you can look forward to.
I'm genuinely thoroughly excited.
You just got to be careful with the dad crew because. So, first off, have I told you about when I tried to get paired up with one of the dads by Shannon?
Yeah, yeah. I very mildly remember.
Have I talked about it on the show?
Yeah, I think so, but you can just kind of like jog our memory.
Like
bullet points.
Yeah, bullet points is, you know, Shannon met all the moms first, and I met the dads later. And so she would always like be like, oh, you're going to love this guy. He's great.
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, cool, how would you know that? Like, when you met him, what's it? She's like, oh, I haven't met him yet. And I'm like, well, how do you? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Turns out that dad and I are buddies.
Okay, got it.
So, but yeah, over time, so Shannon made all the friends, and now over the time, yeah, we've got all these dad friends, but there's also, like, within the giant dad circle of the school, there's some creepy, weird ones. Like, there's, I'm trying to think if anyone listens. I don't care. I'll tell them. Now, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
All right. We'll just go.
But there's another set. I'm pretty sure they're swingers, and they're like, just enough trying to, like, get us to, or any of the dads to, like, come over to the dark side. Or the light side if you're on their side, right? Like, I don't want to judge, but... there's the super, like, competitive dads and moms who are, like, trying to prove to you that their kid is better than your kids, right? And you have to guard against those folks. And you can't let them in the circle of dads.
You can't?
No. Because once they're in, dude...
Then the circle's ruined.
Yeah.
And they're having a good ass time.
Yeah, but everybody else is
not having a good ass time.
I guess this is for another time.
Sure. I yeah. I have some off-air stories for this one.
Yeah.
But you're going to eventually get to have a dad crew, but first you have to go through the hell of having a newborn. So, you know, look forward to that. I mean, they're cute, but they poop and shit everywhere. And that's the same thing, actually, pooping and shitting.
I heard about blowouts, and those are new.
Blowouts become, like...
Like nothing?
No, it's not a big deal. That's just part of life.
Blowouts? Yeah. Do you guys know what a blowout is?
It's poop, dude.
Like, up their back?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, it's just shit.
It's just poop. Dude, I'm in for a while.
You're cleaning shit off that baby no matter what, right? So whether it's on their back or their ass, it becomes irrelevant.
Jeez. Babies are shitting.
Like, and boys, you gotta clean around their junk because it's gonna get all over their junk.
Jeez. And when you pull out their diaper, they pee.
Yeah.
I did hear about that. You gotta, like, do the...
My kids never peed on me.
Really?
No. You gotta be tactical. Another good thing is, like, if you can break a limb and get a cast on your arm, and this, like, right before the baby's born, dude, you're off diaper duty for a long time.
Ooh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. If you want, I could break your arm.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you'd be able to.
You want us to break your legs? Jeez.
Wow.
Should we break your kneecaps?
She was in a feisty mood.
No, I'm totally wrong. He's holding the ball. Yeah. You know what it is I attacked Ryan twice already, okay? I told him he couldn't break my arm if he tried, and I told him... Well, that you really Ryan this one up.
Yeah, and then when I said something,
when you say that to someone, that's hurtful.
I gave him the dismissal
hand wave.
Oh, yeah. that's mine, right?
Yeah, that's a.
I wish the listeners could hear what we're doing. We're holding our hands out, and just sort of like wafting away dust. Off.
Like if imagine bug. Like a uppity king being like, "Away with you, peasant!"
Yes, like there was a fly in front of him by about a yard, and he was just.
You would be the uppityest king. You would be the
But everyone would love me.
And you'd have one broken arm. Yeah,
no, they would. God. People just love Gio. He's one of those guys.
Never understood it.
Yeah. I don't understand it either, to be honest with you. I don't understand why, but Gio's the guy that everybody wants to hang out with. Like, once you've connected with Gio one time and hung out with him, you're like, this guy's awesome. We should hang out all the time. And he goes, yeah, we should.
And then you don't hear
from
him.
This is good. But what you don't know is when he says he should, it doesn't mean he's not saying he will. He's saying you should.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it'd be great if we could.
Go through a lot of hoops and then I'll hang out with
you. You know what, guys? It's not. It's not.
Hey, I'm not criticizing you here. You know that I've come to terms with what it's like to be your friend.
That's just classic Gio 101. Yeah,
classic Gio. There's like a life cycle of being Gio's like true friend, okay? Uh-huh. The first is that initial meeting and enamorment, right? Uh-huh. And then with that comes a few really great hangout times, right? You see each other at a couple parties or whatever it is, and then you think it's like time to step out, like we're going to hang out, you know? And you set up some time with Gio, and maybe you hang out with him one time, right? But then at some point in there comes that sequence of, hey man, you want to meet at Applebee's at 1 o'clock? That sounds like a great time, is what you get back from him.
So you go to Applebee's at 1 o'clock.
And he's not there. and you go, you call me like, what the fuck, man? Like, you said we would be there. And he goes, I never said that. I said, that sounds like a great time. I never said that.
Yeah, you didn't commit to it, technically. Right.
So, and then you go through the cycle where, because like lots of, like, when you're at the stage in your life where you're like spontaneously hang out with your bros, you're used to like, hey man, tonight, let's go do this thing, you know? And that never works on Gio. Gio's not spontaneous.
Unless he initiates.
Sure, but
every once in a while you'll get him.
Sure, every once in a while, but not consistently, right? And it's through these, and what's funny is people generally don't learn from it, right? It happens to them, and they get all pissed off at Gio. I've gotten pissed off at Gio for this, right? And then I don't learn from my mistakes, right? But then over time you realize, okay, this is how I'm friends with Gio, right? Is one, plan way ahead of time, give him as many details as possible.
Oh, yeah. That helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah. If your chances go way up, it doesn't matter what the details are, mm-mm, right? If you say, like, we're going to go to Chili's tomorrow night versus we're going to go to Chili's tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, there's going to be four of us, and we're going to meet there. We're not going to get reservations. If you give him as much info as possible. Oh,
hell yeah. I'd show up.
Yes, exactly. That's how you get him. As many details, every single detail excites him more.
I'm not braving the unknown, man.
I can just see you going to bed the night before, like, how many people are going to be there?
No, dude, I'm not even joking, you man.
Somebody made reservations.
I use those details to visualize the hangout so I'm more prepared. No, I'm like, all right, there's four of us, so I only have to maintain eye contact with two people across the table, but also show the person to my right that I'm caring about what they're talking about. I don't have to worry about my left because I'm probably going to sit there like, dude.
Yeah, and so...
You think they're going to get drunk? Are we doing cocktails? Are we doing beer?
Four is enough. Four, we can still fit in one Uber if things go crazy. But like,
and then the other thing you learn to do with him is when you have a thing and you're planning it, and he says, that sounds great, or some weird, like, non-committal thing.
When Levi turned this switch, yeah.
You just say, I need you to commit to this. Are you saying yes or no? And then he realizes that he hasn't committed. Because I don't think you do it consciously. It's like a subconscious thing that you, like... It's like a natural reaction you have to when people invite you to things.
Yeah, I think so.
And so you learn to just say, like, Gio, I need you to commit to this. Like, and then you say, let me get back to you by 5 o'clock. I will tell you yes or no. And then he does. And then you know, right? But it's fun now. So Travis was the first one, obviously, to learn how to be friends with Gio.
You have to learn how to be friends
with Gio. You do. You have to learn how to be friends with him. Yeah. But it's fun watching new people meet Gio and then watch them kind of, like, burn and sizzle as they get friends.
In the Gio experience.
Yeah. I remember DB went through it. He was so mad at you one time for that exact sequence. I don't remember
I give him one of that sounds fun?
Yes, exactly. He's like, fucking Gio didn't show up. That guy's such a, like, I can't remember what he called you, but it was not nice.
I remember, and you said, well, did he say he'd be here? Uh-huh. And you're like, you said, that sounds great. And you're like, yeah, but he didn't say he'd be here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I got your back. You're right.
I remember that. You guys want to know a little trade secret?
Oh, please, Jeremy.
I
want
to know a trade secret.
Any trade secret about Gio?
I thought the trade secret was the details.
Okay, listen.
No.
See, I'm. This is like I'm a teacher educating the listeners, and my mentor and teacher Travi is sitting over here in the corner. Because what the listeners may not know is the way we met Gio is he is DJ Travi's longtime close friend, right? So DJ Travi is the one who brought us Gio. So DJ Travi knows you better than any of us. So please lay this knowledge on us.
I can't wait to hear this fun fact.
So if you want to hang out with Gio,
you just plan ahead and send me details.
Shut up, Gio. I want to hear this.
Here's the thing that you do. You don't contact Gio. You text Jensen.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Ooh.
What did you say?
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Because what Gio does... is he doesn't want to plan things because he wants to check with Jensen.
But
Jensen doesn't give a shit what Gio does.
Okay.
So you text Jen and you say, hey, Jen, what are you guys doing later? She's like, I'm not doing anything. All right, cool. Hey, Gio, what are you doing later? Oh, I got to check. No, you guys aren't doing anything later.
Sure.
You get him.
Wow.
Got to text Jen.
Thank
trade
you.
Secret.
I might use that.
Do it, man.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Between that, light up though. Like he lit up a little bit.
Between that and the details, I'll be there every time.
Yeah. All right. I got one more piece here.
A big one, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is my apology episode to the listeners.
I'm just saying, are we still gonna have a content full episode next time?
Well, I'm gonna talk about that.
Okay.
At the end of the episode, I'll talk about the next episode. So I went on my first cruise.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you guys had a little bit of issue with like seasickness before you got on.
Uh-huh.
And seasickness, whatever.
How do you get seasick before you get on?
We'll get to that. As you're getting on. Did anyone genuinely get like regular sick? You know what I mean?
Isn't everything on a boat seasickness?
Sure. That's hilarious. But what I mean is like... did I'm going to get a fever and like... Or anything like that?
No fevers. We were all genuinely food poisoning night before,
but not on the boat.
I got food poisoning I got food poisoning twice actually.
Oh.
Once before the boat, and then I got food poisoning again when we stopped in Mexico.
Got eating off the boat.
Yeah, eating off the boat. So sure,
it wasn't seasickness.
So
that was land sickness.
You guys are the worst.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you asking me about seasickness because you're
I'm not. They're making it confusing.
He's asking if anybody got sick on the boat.
So, if we're counting seasickness, yes.
I feel like my question specifically said seasickness.
Yeah, outside of seasickness.
Outside of seasickness, there was no sickness. Besides my food poisoning and everyone's food poisoning.
Now I'd like you to proceed with the regular scheduled story.
Oh, okay. Well, the first part of the story is we all got food poisoning. And so then we're all freaked out about getting on the boat. Like, they wouldn't let us. So we had to, like, gear the kids.
Wait, they wouldn't let you on?
No, we didn't know. We'd never been on a cruise before.
I didn't know they wouldn't let you on.
Yeah, they definitely screen you in the beginning for sickness. Mm. So we thought they were going to question the kids. So we told the kids, like, they need to lie. So they're not sick, even though, like, both of them were miserable, especially Jace. But they didn't really ask us that much. We get on the boat. Symphony of the Sea. So it's the biggest cruise ship in the U.S.
Wow. Where did you guys take off from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Florida?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we get on. It's nuts. It's like there's like a city inside this boat.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes. There's like a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. There's a Starbucks, a pizza place, a mini golf course, two wave riders.
Rock climbing wall?
Two rock climbing walls. This boat's whole
water slide?
Yeah.
Three water slides. Three water slides, two regular slides from like the top deck down to like the middle deck, a zip line, like six pools.
That's a big boat.
A truckload of restaurants.
Yeah, that's a huge ship.
Yeah, no, it was massive, dude. Like their whole bit and marketing thing was big. Like I watched this video in front of the VP talking about it, and everything, he's like, well, see, with this, we use the most lighting than anything, and this was the tallest thing, this is the biggest, like, every single thing he said, that was their goal. That was their goal, is to say, so they could say that. I'm sure it was, like, a couple inches higher than some other boat, right? They had an ice rink on board.
What?
Uh-huh, with full-on ice show performances.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It was cool.
And actually, movie theater?
Yeah.
Had to have.
They had a regular theater with like a Broadway theater with like.
But there's like a movie room. It's probably not a big theater, but there was probably somewhere where like 12 people could have watched a movie.
That's yeah, that may have existed like for kids on mm-hmm. the boat somewhere, but I don't think they had something like that.
When we went on our cruise, I didn't know about it until the day we left. Like, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. there was a movie room, and I found it by accident.
You know what's interesting? Like, ice skating, I could not give two shits about ice skating, but we went and sat down and watched an ice show, and it was pretty fucking awesome.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. It was rad. We're watching people like, oh, dang, that's really cool.
So I'm like, not like watching the shows on the boat, I feel like, makes it like a little more.
Yeah.
Could you feel the ocean while you were walking around?
Not for the first half, but for the second half, it was pretty choppy.
I'd be curious how they're doing ice shows when in choppy water. That had to be dangerous, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
We'd probably schedule it out to like once they're like a close port when they like can park it.
And they know they're going slow and.
Yeah, I don't know. There was probably like four or five bands on boat playing music all time, at
like
different
little cocktail bars.
They had a guy who would put his piano inside an elevator, and if you happened to get on that elevator at that time, he'd be in there playing music for you.
That's pretty nice.
It was wacky, dude. I had never seen anything.
Everything's over the top, it feels like, right?
Yes, it was ridiculous, right? Yeah. The free food thing was a little disappointing
really?
To me because.
Did you guys do the actual dining dinners?
Well, yeah, we did.
Okay.
I didn't like that I had to pay for room for a service to come to my room. Mm. So you had to pay like $8 to get them to come.
Yeah, and they'll bring whatever you want.
But they'll bring as much, but that's $8. So I didn't love that. Also, if you wanted a Bloody Mary, even if you got like the drink package, you still had to pay for it via room service, which also bothered me. Like if you...
So but not at the bar.
Not at the bar, right. But still, it's like, if I don't have to pay for this at the bar, I just paid you a ton of money so I could drink for free. Well, not free, but you know. Drink yeah. without paying all week long.
But it's a room service fee.
But my room service one, I still... No, not a room service fee. Even if... Like, if I bought, like, pancakes, eggs, and a Bloody Mary, I had to pay the room service fee and the fee for the Bloody Mary.
Oh,
a
bar room service
yes,
fee.
Yes, ridiculous.
That's yeah.
You know, like, everybody told me, like, you're going to go on a cruise, you can get steak and lobster every night. No, 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 no. Lobster was only... There was only one night where you could get lobster complimentary. Every other night, you had to pay extra for the lobster, mm. right? There were a bunch of restaurants on board that you had to pay for as well, right?
There's like a $20 sushi restaurant. To get in and you can...
No, there's like a regular sushi restaurant, like runs like a normal restaurant. You go and you pay, for, like, there were a bunch of restaurants like that. So some of that was a little disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I went on a cruise one time I went to a restaurant on one, and it was just like an entry fee. It was like an upscale fee. So, like, it was $20, but then everything on the menu was fair game.
Sure.
So, like, it was just the entry fee, right? So I thought maybe it'd be like that, but it sounds like that one was just...
No, man. So that was a little disappointing. And there were a lot of things where they got you extra money. Mm. Like, the excursions off the boat were super pricey to do anything.
They always are, yeah.
So that sucked. But we still did them. My parents were paying, so...
What excursions did you guys do?
So the first one we did, we went to somewhere in Honduras, which was really cool.
Yeah, dude, that Roatan.
Yes, we went to Roatan, which was
It's rad. That was our favorite stop. I think we did the same cruise. Yeah. Not the same ship, just the same ports.
Then we did Cozumel in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Stopped off there.
That one's like pretty, but the island's kind of small, right? Like there's not a ton to do.
We went to some like private resort and just had a good. It was time. Awesome. And then I got food poisoning there. So thank you, Cozumel.
Awesome.
Yeah. The third one though is a private island purchased and owned by the cruise lines and turned into a water park.
That sounds amazing.
What?
It was fucking ridiculous. Was it sick?
Yes.
Oh, I want to go there now so bad.
It was called Coco K. And their whole bit, or their whole marketing thing was Perfect Day Coco K.
Oh, no.
And you go in, and there's like a band playing as you walk in, and there's water slides, and a water park, and bars, and food, and shopping. It's like a little mini, like as if you were to go to like the water park of SeaWorld. Right? And there's like beaches, and...
It sounds awesome.
And the water
like
slide
cruise ship on land.
And get this, and the water slide, tallest water slide in North America.
Oh, jeez.
And it was. You had to walk up like 15 stories of stairs. And I'm not a big like water slide guy. Like I don't know anyone our age who's like a connoisseur of water slides, but I could take them or leave them. This water slide that was super tall was gnarly.
I would have been scared to get in, to be honest,
dude. It got so... you're going, and it's just like a regular water slide. No big, steep, nothing. Just a water slide.
Couple turns.
Yes. You get going so freaking fast that you can feel the heat building up from the friction. Man. And I was at near the end. I was like trying to tilt towards the water because my back was getting hot. And I'm like, this is going to start burning me. They have one of those massive, like, you get like four people in an inner tube.
And then it's like a toilet?
No, dude. It was like this steep like drop and then up like a half pipe.
Oh, shoot.
It was crazy, dude. It was crazy. It was like a big, crazy water park.
Is everything there like included on the ship or do you have to pay for everything there?
If you want to go on the cool part of the water park, you have to pay another fee.
There's like a separate park.
Yes. But we paid it. We went in and it rained the first half of the day. We got all our money back.
Because it rained?
Yeah.
You said, not a perfect day at Coco K.
No, we didn't even...
those words exactly.
We didn't have to say those words. The cruise line automatically, if it rains, you get your money back.
That's ridiculous.
That's cool.
So, I mean, we...
The kids, you still can use the water stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And the kids just all day, just water slides all day long.
Dope.
Dude, it was crazy.
It sounds great. That sounds like the rad port.
It was the rad port. So, yeah, we did that. Another big monumental moment for me.
Yeah.
Let me show. Is my wallet around here?
Shit.
My wallet's not here for me to brag. For the first time ever, I won money at a casino.
Yeah. Ooh, on the seas.
Yeah, baby.
So I think you found out you're lucky off land. That's a...
No, you know what it is? Is I've been playing blackjack wrong my whole life. So every time we go to the casino and we play blackjack, I play as if I'm the dealer.
So you played a 17.
Yes. Right. Yes. Thank you for... Yes. Yes. DJ Travis over there nodding. shaking his head. No. Yeah. I didn't know that you can plan for the dealer to bust.
Oh, no.
Game changer.
Right? And so, like, I've always gone in and just burned through my money. But this time, I learned that before I went in.
You have another chance on Saturday.
I've heard. Yeah. We might have a casino night, which I'm very high on going to.
Yep.
So, I won $100 in the casino, and I was very proud of myself. I was at 150, then went down to 100 and said, I'm done here. I need to walk away from this with $100. Yeah. So I can say I won $100 at the casino.
Sure.
Shannon was up 200 and then lost it all.
Was she playing blackjack or what?
Yeah, we were all playing blackjack right there.
That's fun.
And
you guys had the drink pass, so you're just...
We had a blast. Yeah, dude. I'm ready to do the casinos now and play blackjack at casinos.
Check you out, man.
Yeah, I still want to get a group together and play craps, too. That's another
thing. Dude, sign me up.
Do you know how to play?
Yeah, I learned at our bachelor party, or my bachelor party.
Okay, well, you can teach us all, and then...
I don't remember, I'll just relearn, but I know that you can last a long time.
I was going to say.
You can last a long time with your money.
And that's what I want to do, is I just want to last a long time.
It's fun, though, dude. It's a good time.
Yeah. So, overall, cruise is great. I'm going on another one in a couple weeks.
Yeah, are you really?
20 days.
Yeah. Where are you going? Oh, with
I'm going on the booze cruise.
Where's that one? It's spring break time, right? Or what?
Well,
is it?
it's Martin Luther King.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we celebrate MLK.
That's a great weekend to take trips to.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have to pay you for that.
Yeah.
So that's just a 3-dayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be great. I'm still. Can you do the drink pass for the?
How does that work?
Already paid for it.
You drink, how much is the drink pass on a 3-day?
It's like 212, something like that.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
And then
one day.
How much is the cruise? Like 150 or 200?
It's like 4 something.
400?
Yeah.
I'm paying like $550.
It's $550.
Yeah. $550.
Including drink pack.
And that's got my drink pass.
And that's all you can eat, all you can drink.
Dude. And
all you can stay.
I'm ready to roll.
So you leave on a Friday, come back on a Monday?
Leave on 17th to 19th, whatever
got
that
it,
is.
Got it.
Come back Sunday. So you leave on
whatever. Yeah, cool.
So yeah, that's my cruise summary.
Man.
So yeah. All right, well, I'm going to end the show now, but before I do, so next episode is our 100th episode.
Yes.
Okay. It also happens to fall on the timing when so Gio always hosts the first episode of the year. That's a tradition. So we're going to have to have a little powwow and decide what we're going to do for the next episode. 100th episode, though, we're going to do something big. We're going to do something fun. But we're just not sure what yet, so we still have to discuss it, okay? We'll try to get it out fast, but I don't guarantee anything to the listeners because we do want to do something really cool for our 100th episode. Okay?
Yeah, so just give us... This might be a two-week delay again.
Yes, we might have another two-week delay, but this time it's planned and we're communicating it to you.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'll be a good time.
It'll be a good-ass time. But thanks for listening. Hey, if you want to book a cruise, do it.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Check us out on facebook.com/manroomradio, Instagram @manroomradio, or shoot us an email. We love hearing from you. Any topics you'd love us to discuss, break down. We do take relationship advice questions. We are really good at answering those. So anything you guys got, we'll catch you next time. Take it easy. So high, completely without the technology. We have to die. Guardamos ojalá llenos, calamari en prosciutto. I'm the king.
You not heard this song?
My wife applauds me in the kitchen when I tell her all I bought is from the local store. And when the kids have gone to bed, we're all alone. She gives me a smile, then she plays with my ball.